is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
James Brown is dead, but his body is not in the grave. As a matter of fact, he is still in a cooler waiting until a Graceland-type building is built in his honor, and only then will he be buried. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. The problem is most people are not anywhere near that kind of situation. More and more people are disposing of their bodies in a very cheap and inexpensive way. According to the New York Times today, according to the Cremation Association of North America, there is a forecast of a coming cremation rate very, very near in the future of 51.12% of the American people. Over half of the American people will soon be not being buried, but being burnt in cremation. And today, I'd like to pick up the question of whether or not a Christian ought to be cremated. Should Christians be cremated, or is there a specifically Christian way to be buried, a Christian way to deal with our bodies? And I'd like for you to join the conversation. After all, there are many Christians who haven't even thought about this issue. They're making funeral plans, they're making out their wills, but they haven't even really thought about whether or not the Bible has anything to say about how we're buried, whether or not our burial actually says something about what we believe. Why don't you join the conversation? Give me a call at 877-893-8255. 877-893-TALK. Do you think it's okay for a Christian to be cremated? Do you think that cremation signals something that is true about what the Bible teaches us is the hope of the believer? Or do you think that Christians ought to be buried? Does it trouble you that more and more people, including members of our own churches, are winding up in urns? Is it better to bury than to burn? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But first, we have a special guest today, Dr. Stephen Prothero, who is the author of a very fascinating book called Purified by Fire, A History of Cremation in America. Now, as I was reading this book, about a year ago, I suppose, I had this book and carrying it around with me, reading it, and people would look at the cover and look at the topic and say, what a morbid thing to read about. Why on earth would you be interested in a history of cremation? But actually, this book deals with all kinds of philosophical, theological, cultural issues. There's a lot more at stake in the cremation argument than just how do you dispose of a body. Dr. Prothero, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us today. What do you think about the fact that more and more Americans are being cremated? Does this kind of trend surprise you at all?
No, it's a pretty strong trend. It's been going on since the 60s and 70s, I think, and, I know. And there's a lot of factors behind it, but some of them are religious. You know, the people inside the funeral industry tend to focus on things like, shifting population, where there's people are retiring in Arizona, but they were raised in New York State, and mm-hmm. So in that circumstance, people often tend to cremate because then they can ship the cremated remains back, or because they don't expect people are going to come visit them if they're buried in Arizona. And I think those factors matter, and I think the economic factors matter a little bit, but I think there are cultural and religious ones that that are at play, too, that have to do with shifting understandings of theology and of Christianity and of the self.
Okay, how so? What particularly is shifting that would make a move from burial to cremation?
Well, I think Christians and Americans in general are thinking of themselves in more spiritual terms, so that when they think of the self, they think of themselves more as their soul or their spiritual side of themselves,
okay.
And they don't see the body as central to the person in the way that classically Christians from, Aquinas forward have, where the equation was body plus soul equals person.
Mm-hmm.
And in this sense, they're becoming more like Hindus or more like Greek philosophers in terms of thinking about the self.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the self in that more spiritual way, it starts to make sense to to burn the body rather than to preserve it. And, you know, another is that the literal belief in the resurrection of the body is going down. I mean, people will still affirm the idea of the resurrection, but they don't really think that their actual body that they're, you know, is part of them right now mm-hmm. is going to be raised. And that's a part of it. And then another part is rising belief in reincarnation. Over a quarter of American Christians now believe in reincarnation. And the reincarnation belief goes along with in a lot of cultures with the practice of cremation. I think that's one thing we're seeing in America, too.
Now, one of the most fascinating things that you point out in your book, Purified by Fire, is the fact that in the 19th century, when cremation starts getting a little foothold in the United States of America, American Christians were not enthusiastic at all.
Oh, no. It was totally understood as really thumbing your nose at the church. And it was understood that way because that's what it was. I mean, the people who were doing this initially were doing it as a way to criticize Christianity, and they were saying Christianity doesn't make any sense. We think Buddhism and Hinduism or Asian religions make more sense, or free thought makes more sense, and so we want to articulate in our deaths the sort of principles, theological and philosophical principles that we came to in our lifetimes, and that's why the Catholic Church banned cremation in the 1880s and said cremation is an anti-Christian practice. It's not something that Catholics or other Christians should be doing because it articulates hostility to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And the Catholic Church reversed that position. Reversed is the wrong word, but they came to a different position in 1963 when they said cremation was acceptable because they said people aren't really doing cremation now for that reason. They're not doing it to thumb their nose at the church. They're doing it because it's cheaper or because aesthetically it appeals to them or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's often a subconscious type of acceptance of cremation. I think you're exactly right about the theological changes, but sometimes I think the theological changes are in the background so that the average Christian church member doesn't even really realize how much he or she has shifted when it comes to these kinds of ideas.
I think that's totally true.
One of the things I think was also interesting in this article today, in which you're quoted in the New York Times, is the way in which cremation also lends itself to American individualism when it comes to how you die. The article mentions, for instance, about a woman who has her mother's ashes in an urn that spins, so she can go through and spin this urn and talk to
right.
her mother as she walks through the living room.
That's right, and I think that's one, let's say, competitive advantage of cremation vis-a-vis burial, is that there's more customization possibilities in the sense that you can divide cremated remains, for example. They don't all have to be together. Well, a body can only be in one place. So mm-hmm. if you want to, let's imagine you could bury a body anywhere you wanted to. If you could bury it on a golf course or in your backyard, which is very difficult to do, you could only choose one place. Well, with cremation, you don't have to bury just in a cemetery. Part of it can go in your backyard. You can give part of it to your friends. You can, you know, shoot it into outer space. You know, you can do all sorts. You can make it into art. There's all sorts of things that you can do. And so insofar as we're now wanting in our life cycle rituals, in our births and our marriages and our deaths, to articulate our own uniqueness, cremation lends itself to that more than burial does.
Even to the point of, as this article points out, pencils that are made from cremated remains, roughly 250 pencils per person, the article says.
Yeah, they make just about anything now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a market for almost anything. But, I mean, the serious side of that is that you know, some people feel it is more meaningful to have, you know, their mother's ashes in a prayer wheel urn mm-hmm. in their living room mm-hmm. than to have their mother buried in a cemetery, maybe 1,000 miles away.
Do you think that the day is coming when it's going to be highly unusual to have the church graveyard or the community graveyard in which you have people who really do have a very serious commitment to the resurrection of the body burying loved ones?
No.
You don't?
I don't. And I think that figure that you quoted, the Cremation Association one of 51%, uh-huh. I think that figure's overblown, and I think it's overblown because they don't take religion seriously.
Okay.
I think that religion, you know, one thing about America is this is a religious place.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm not saying that just because I'm a religious studies professor. I mean,
yeah.
this place is different from Europe. It's not secularizing in the same way. And we have, you know, one interesting thing about the cremation rate data is how variable it is from state to state.
Right.
And so you've got these single, you know, digit figures. I haven't seen them in a while, but the last time I saw them, you know, Mississippi was 7%, and
right.
you know, Alabama was 8%, Tennessee, like that. And then yes, in Northern California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, yeah, it's 75%.
Sure.
But is San Francisco going to be like Alabama soon? You know, I don't think so. I think those are two very different places, and regionalism is alive, and religion is alive, and cremation fights an uphill battle against evangelical Christians.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen Prothero, author of Purified by Fire, History of Cremation in America. I appreciate your being with us on the show today. I'd like for you to join the conversation. What do you think? Should a Christian be cremated? Is this something we ought to just say, however you want to dispose of your body, go ahead? Or is burial something that Christians ought to say, you know what, this says something about what we believe? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and today we're talking about Cremation Nation. The New York Times reports today that more and more Americans are choosing to be burned, choosing to be cremated. And frankly, I think this is something that many, many Christians just haven't thought about at all. Stephen Prothero, author of Purified by Fire, says that the people who were arguing for cremation in the 19th century were doing so specifically because they rejected Christianity and the resurrection of the body. And he says the reason why cremation is becoming more and more popular is because more and more people are rejecting an idea of resurrection. Maybe they say they believe in resurrection, but they don't really. Maybe they say they believe in the importance of the body, but they don't really. And in that, he says, they are becoming more Hindu, more Buddhist. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and I'd like for you to join the conversation today about cremation. Is that an option for a Christian? Is this something that a Christian ought to think about? Can a Christian be cremated? And if so, does that glorify God? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And what does a Christian funeral, what should a Christian funeral, a Christian way of burial, what should that say about us to the rest of the culture and to the rest of the world? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This article talks about all of the ways that people are choosing to deal with their ashes, put their ashes in all of these urns, including in pencils, including in prayer wheels. I heard of one lady who was planning to put her ashes in a Tasmanian devil cookie jar because she said it just kind of expressed how wild and crazy she thinks that she is. You know, that's where we are when it comes to burial. We see it as an expression of my life as an individual, and frankly, that's no different from the way that we view weddings. I mean, there was a time when you'd go to a wedding and you would have the community coming together in which a grandparent would hear the same kind of commitments and vows that that grandparent had committed to a generation before. Now, you go to a wedding and it is more and more simply a celebration of individuality. Same thing is true now with funerals, even with the way that we deal with bodies. What do you think? Should a Christian be cremated? Is this something that is okay with God? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Judy, who is listening on KCRO in Bennington, Nebraska. Judy, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to. What's your thought on this issue of cremation?
Well, I struggled with that for quite a while, as I told the interviewer, but I've come to the conclusion that as far as God is concerned, he says ashes to dust to dust, ashes to ashes. God promises us a resurrected body, and he can do that whether you're burned up through cremation or whether you're actually buried in the ground and you turn to ashes over a period of years.
Okay, agree, Judy, that God can raise someone from the dead regardless of what happens to that body. So God can raise someone who is torn to bits, who is in the belly of sharks. God can raise someone who is buried beneath an avalanche of mud. God can raise anybody from the grave. Of course he can. But should we ask him to raise us from cremation. I mean, God, frankly, can raise someone that we have dressed in a clown suit and put in a dunking booth. But that doesn't mean that that shows dignity and honor to that body. And it doesn't mean that in that act, we're communicating something about the gospel. Judy, I think you're right that the Bible says ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But the Bible also speaks about the body being like a seed that is being planted in the ground. It talks about this type of decay that comes upon us when we are committed to the earth. I think that when we're buried, you're showing an image here of sleep. Exactly what Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 8, for instance, or in John chapter 11, when Jesus is going to see Lazarus, and he says at that point, you know what? They are asleep. She is asleep. I will wake her. He is asleep. I will wake him. That is a Christian image of death. We're being committed to the ground, knowing that we will, in this very body, be raised up. Problem with cremation, I think, is not that we're saying, oh no, Aunt Flossie's been cremated. She can never be raised from the dead. Absolutely not. A believer in Jesus who is on that day dead at the coming of the Lord Jesus will be raised from the dead, whether that person is called out of a grave, having been left there for 1,000 years, or whether that person explodes an urn, being reassembled by Jesus. That's not the only question, though. The question is, what are we saying as a church? What are we saying as Christians about our loved ones? And I think part of what's happening in burial is not that we're getting rid of a body, the way that we dispose of garbage. It's instead that we are coming together and grieving, not as the pagans grieve. Specifically, not as the pagans grieve who have no hope, but we are grieving knowing this same body will be raised from the dead. That's why I think in the scripture, the body is so important. You've got Joseph, for instance, in the end of Genesis, who is committing to his brothers, when you go into the promised land, you take my bones into the promised land. And writer of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11, isn't it interesting that when the writer of Hebrews goes through all of these manifestations of faith in the Old Testament, he points to Joseph and says, who committed his bones to go into the promised land. The way that we treat the body tells not only the outside world, it tells one another. It's how we deal with one another and say to one another, this is our hope. This is what we believe. We're actually speaking something about what is going to take place in the future. What do you think? Does it matter to you whether or not you're cremated or whether or not you're buried? Give me a call at 877-893-8255. What kinds of questions ought a Christian to be asking when he or she starts thinking about making funeral plans? Is cremation something that ought to be an option? When the rest of the world is saying, you know what, let's just think about cremation. It's better for the environment. It's easier to take care of. You can have the ashes placed in various different places, as the author told us a few minutes ago. Why shouldn't we go along with that? Is it something that we ought to say, you know what, let's not be worried about all of our qualms about cremation before? Should we just go with it? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Julie on the line. Julie, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you. I had a question about the fact that I'm a Christian. Uh-huh. I believe in the resurrection.
Yes.
And I believe that, you know, Jesus said, while it's still light, we do our work. So
yes.
Our witnessing is in our life. And I do intend to be cremated. I see nothing in the Bible prohibiting that. Do you?
Yes, I do. And Julie, it's not that you have a Bible verse that says thou shalt not cremate. In the same way, you don't have a Bible verse that says thou shalt not have sex reassignment surgery. It's not that you have one Bible verse that speaks to it. It's instead, the Bible gives you a view of the body and a view of Christian hope, and you have to ask, is this consistent with that hope? And I think the answer to that is no. Yes, we witness during our lives, but it's not just your own personal witness, it's the witness of the church. The church is doing something. The church is saying something. The believing community gathered together, we're saying something when we commit someone to the ground. Comfort one another with these words, the Apostle Paul says. You know, there was a time when churches had graveyards. A church was reminded, we're not just the community of those gathered right here. We're also those who have gone on before and will be raised at the last day. What do you think? Is cremation a big deal? Should we even worry about it? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Is cremation something Christians maybe can do? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. The question is, cremation or burial, is it better to bury than to burn? Does it really even matter? Should you, as a Christian, there were previous generations of Christians, every previous generation of Christian, that rejected cremation as something that taught a false gospel. It taught something that's not true about our hope as believers. Should we say cremation is an option or not? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking about Cremation Nation today, and I'd like to hear from you. Do you think that it is okay for a Christian to be cremated? And if so, why? If not, how do we make sure that burial is something that honors and glorifies Christ and points to our hope of resurrection from the dead? I agree with Stephen Prothero that the reason why a lot of Christians don't even think about the issue of cremation is precisely because we do not emphasize in our churches the resurrection from the dead. We do not emphasize the fact that God is redeeming us both body and soul, and that our gospel isn't just about what happens to my spirit, it's about what will one day happen to my body when Jesus calls it forward from the grave, and burial itself is a testimony to that. I don't think that we emphasize that. I think that too often in our funerals, we stand up and say, there's Aunt Flossie, it's just her shell. She's gone on to in heaven, and her shell is just simply being disposed of, when that's not the gospel. Gospel is that a believer at the moment of death is in the presence of Jesus, but is waiting for that day of resurrection. Do we say that in our burial? Do we show that in the way that we treat the body? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Melanie on the line calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Melanie, I just flew in from Pittsburgh back here to Louisville today. So,
good
to hear from
you. Oh, so you know how cold
it is. It is very cold, yes. What's your thought today about this issue?
I don't have a problem with cremation. I think that, you know, we were created from dust, and from dust we're going to return. And I think the important thing is our relationship with Christ. And as far as how the world may view whether we're honoring God, I think God would have our life honor him and glorify him versus our death or burial. And so that's my feelings regarding cremation. I don't see anything wrong with it. And I am a Christian, and I believe in the resurrection.
Well, Melanie, I think that you ought to think about that a little bit more. And I'm not saying if you're cremated, you're now cut off from Christ. If you're a believer in Jesus, again, you're going to be raised from the dead. Question is, how do you treat your body? What are you signaling when you are saying, I am not going to commit my body to the earth that it may decay in this picture of sleep? Instead, I'm going to instantaneously burn this body up. I think that cremation gives a picture of the climax of the end of the Christian's life not being a waiting, but instead being an instant conflagration, really, that we control. I think that is an issue that we just don't think about. Are we really saying something in the way that we deal with our body? And I understand why a lot of people, without thinking about it, are drawn toward cremation. Because, frankly, you have a lot of things going on in the funeral industry that also are contrary to the Christian faith. So that you have a lot of people who are saying, I need to have this elaborate, expensive funeral. I need to make sure that I have a waterproof casket. I need to make sure that I have the most expensive vault in the world, that I have mahogany casket and so forth. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about instead simply announcing in and saying, this is the body of this loved one. And you know what I think is interesting is that in the New Testament, the Bible speaks of Mary, of the women who were following Jesus, honoring him by coming to the grave to anoint his body. That was seen as honoring Jesus. And when they get to the tomb and they think that Jesus has been taken away, he wasn't, but they think he was stolen, they're upset that something dishonoring was being done to his body. In the biblical worldview, to burn someone, to burn someone's bones, is an act of indignity. It's an act of disrespect. I think that we ought to do more than that. We ought to do something that is distinctively Christian in the way that we bury our dead. And I think that means that when we're sitting down and thinking about death, when we're sitting down thinking about funeral plans, we ought to say, I want to make sure that the way I am disposed of, for lack of a better word, is a way that really signals to everyone around, I am waiting for the resurrection of the body. What do you think? Is cremation on the table for you? Do you think that cremation is something that Christians can do? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about Cremation Nation. When you look around and see the rates of cremation, Stephen Prothero, author of Purified by Fire, is right when he says, you have the highest levels of cremation taking place in places in America that are the least affected by Christian witness, or at least the most forgetful of Christian witness. So you think about Northern California, Oregon, Washington, the places where you have the fewest numbers of evangelical Christians in the country, there you've got the highest cremation rates. Whereas when you look at the places in the country where you still have the largest numbers of evangelical Christians in the Bible Belt, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and so forth, all the way up through West Virginia, and places where you have high concentrations of Roman Catholics, you have lower rates of cremation. I don't think that's an accident. And it's not because I think that people in the Bible Belt are somehow holier than people in the more secularized parts of the country. It's not even that I think that people think about this issue, even Christians. I think a lot of people don't see themselves as being cremated. They don't cremate their loved ones simply because it seems weird to them. But they don't understand that our view of burial actually says a lot about our theology. And I would argue that cremation is an essentially Buddhist act, an essentially pagan act, not a Christian act. It doesn't mean that everyone who is cremated is a pagan or that everyone who is cremated is a Buddhist. But it means that when we do this, we're not picturing the gospel in the way that we ought to. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about cremation. What do you think? Is cremation an option for you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. We have David on the line calling from Oxford, and the correct Oxford, Oxford in my home state of Mississippi. David, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Mr. Mohler. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. What's your thought today on this?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I believe that Christ set the example when he was buried in the grave for 3 days. I just don't see any option for a Christian. Even though the Bible doesn't mention any more about it or anything about it, I think that's an example, too, that we should be buried.
Yeah.
Like he was.
David, I think that is an excellent point, not only in Jesus' personal being buried, but also the imagery that we as Christians have in baptism. So you have the Apostle Paul saying you are baptized into his death, into his burial, into his resurrection. We are pointing and showing that we're identified with Christ, not only in his death, burial, and resurrection, but that we will one day be planted into the ground, as Jesus speaks of that grain of wheat going into the ground, as the Apostle Paul talks about that metaphor of a body as a seed that will one day be something glorious, that very same body. Now, somebody who's cremated can be resurrected from the dead, That's exactly right. But what does it say when we're not even concerned about what we do to the body at death? What do you think? Is cremation an option for you as a Christian? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Max on the line who's calling from Weatherly, Pennsylvania, listening on XM Radio, XM 170. Max, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. I wanted to bring out the point in the Old Testament of King Saul.
Yes.
He was cremated. It was a thing that was a dishonoring thing. It wasn't an honorable thing because of his lifestyle and dishonoring God. So,
Max, that is a very perceptive point.
I don't think cremation is an option for that, and also for what the other caller said, you know.
Yeah, that's a very perceptive point. You do have a cremation that takes place in Scripture, but it's a cremation of a king who had his anointing removed, who died shamefully of a king whose kingdom collapsed in around him. Instead, we're not following after King Saul. We're following after the son of David, someone whose body was committed to the ground, who cried out in that Garden of Gethsemane to the one who could, as the writer of Hebrews says, could deliver him from death, and he was heard. He was called out of the grave, and so will we, if we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think? Do you think that cremation is an option for Christians? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And what do you think's going on when you have more and more Americans who are being cremated? The New York Times quotes the Cremation Association, the Cremation Society of North America, saying that soon 51% of Americans will be cremated. Stephen Prothero, author of Purified by Fire, just told me on this show that he doesn't think that's going to be the case, because he thinks that evangelical Christianity is too strong, that the message of a resurrection of the body is too strong in the United States of America. He doesn't see secularism coming in such force that cremation would be the next step. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have John on the line who is calling from Fairview, North Carolina. John, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hello, thank you, sir. I've been listening to this, and I have to disagree with you. I believe cremation is the way to go as a Christian. The Bible says in many places, from dust he formed us, from dust we will go back to. When we die, our souls go to be with him, and he's give us new bodies in heaven, which is not our earthly bodies. Also, and he talks about in the parables, not wasting space, not wasting his resources. Well, all these bodies in the ground that we can't use the ground again is kind of a waste.
So, John, you would see what's happening at the resurrection as not being a resurrection of this present body, but an entirely new thing.
Oh, I believe the way I read it, it's a new thing. Our souls go to be with him.
Yeah. John, you're right. Our souls go to be with Jesus, but that's not the end of the story. The Apostle Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He also says, though, that we're unclothed and we are waiting for that day of resurrection in which this very same body, just as Jesus, the very same body comes out of the ground, so will this body at the sound of Christ, at the shout, at the announcement of the archangel, the graves are opened so that this body rejoins the spirit and is in the presence of Christ. Now, is somebody who is cremated, can God reassemble those cremains, as they're called? Absolutely. In exactly the same way that he can reassemble someone who has been burned in a fire, the way he can reassemble someone who has been torn apart by lions. Christians who were torn apart by lions will be resurrected at the last day, but that doesn't mean that we ought to dispose of our dead by throwing them to the big cats. That's dishonoring to that body. When we bury, we're saying something, we're showing something, not just to the world, but to ourselves. If we forget about the body, if we disregard the body, if we see the body as just trash to be disposed of, I think we have lost something as Christians. What do you think? Is cremation an option for you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. Yeah, but that's not the end of the story. I will fly away, but I also am going to be raised from the dead at the end of history when the Lord Jesus calls the body out of the grave where those who are dead in Christ shall rise. Do we say that? Do we point to that? Do we show that in the way that we bury our dead? We're talking today about Cremation Nation. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. Does it matter whether or not we bury our dead, cremate them, or something else? More and more Americans are saying cremation is the way to go. I don't think Christians should go that direction. But what about you? We have Cindy on the line who's calling from Columbia, South Carolina. Cindy, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you very much. My comment would be that some families don't have the money. If you have someone in your family that's passed away and they don't have a life insurance policy, then sometimes that's the only option, and it's kind of bad for them to feel guilty. That would, and I agree, I'm not for cremation, but that is one comment that I would make and have had that situation happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cindy, I think that sometimes we think the options are either cremation or an elaborate funeral, an elaborate burial. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing for a simple committing to the ground. I think a pine box funeral is sufficient for what the scripture is speaking about. I just think that cremation is not an option for Christians any more than I would say to a family that says, you know what, we just don't have money enough to bury Aunt Flossie, so we're just going to, you know, take her out to the side of the road. No, you don't do that. That's dishonoring to her. That's not communicating that this body will one day be called forward from the grave. And I think, frankly, there are a lot of funerals that don't communicate well exactly what the scripture is speaking about, the fact that we're being committed to the ground, that we are asleep in Christ, so that when we're going into the ground, yeah, we're going to decompose. Yeah, that's the curse that comes upon all of humanity. You will return to the dust from which you were created. But in that funeral, what we're saying to one another is that that's not the end of the story. The point of this is not decomposition. That's not the end of the story. The end of the story is he's sleeping, she's sleeping, and one day he's going to wake up. One day she's going to wake up. And one day the eastern sky is going to explode and the graves are going to come open. There are going to be a lot of urns that will explode too. But in the meantime, let's proclaim a gospel in our burial plots, the same gospel we proclaim in our pulpits. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we'll be back tomorrow to take on the issues that matter.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.